Welcome to Conversation of Change, the podcast that features social entrepreneurs that creates inspiring and positively impactful work. My name is Nabila, and I am a change maker with Make the Change, a social enterprise in Singapore offering learning programs to tertiary students and persons with disabilities, offering creative services to businesses, as well as educating corporates about creating lasting impact and attaining their targeted CSR goals. So for today's episode, we are celebrating B Corp Month, and then it will be a B Corp special episode. On that note, we will be speaking to Keith, a very special guest with us. He is a team member of the B Lab Singapore, a non-profit organization. Welcome, Keith.
Thank you, Navina.
Before we start, I would like to introduce you a little bit. Can you share with us more about who you are?
Sure. So right now, I've just joined B Lab Singapore about a month ago, and I lead the business development and partnerships team. Prior to joining B Lab, I was in the technology outsourcing industry. I was an entrepreneur and founder there for about 15 years. And I really joined B Lab because I believe that business is the best platform for social change. And in my previous firm, I saw firsthand how job creation was really the key, best way to uplift people, families, and ultimately communities. And so when this opportunity to join B Lab came up, I jumped at the opportunity because I thought, hey, this was a great chance to get involved with a global movement and one that really is going out there and making transformation happen within companies, and companies impact so many people, their customers, their stakeholders, and society at large.
I see that you are leading the business development and partnerships of B Lab. Is that right?
That's right.
Then what does your role entail from a day-to-day basis?
Well, in essence, you know, my role is to go out there and get people to sign up to become B Corps or to use our B Impact Assessment Framework to assess their company's impact on their community, on their customers, on their employees, on their governance frameworks. And so, yeah, in essence, I'm the salesperson for B Corp, you know, in it.
I see. Okay. Maybe a little bit for the listeners out there who might not have a good idea of what the B Corp is about. Maybe you'd like to share what is the B Corp movement, and maybe you can share some examples of the existing organizations that we have in Singapore, the local scene.
Absolutely. So the B Corp movement, the B is actually short for benefit, and it really represents a transformative approach to business. And it seeks to get businesses to balance profit with purpose, profit with impact, and profit with taking into consideration the wider stakeholder network that a business ultimately comes into contact with. And B Corps are companies that have committed to meeting high standards of social and environmental performance, transparency, and accountability. And they do this by going through the B Impact Assessment and assessing themselves on five key areas. Once they do this and they achieve a particular score, they can then get independently verified. Oh. And once they get independently verified, they become what we call a certified B Corp. Some of the best known B Corps in the world include The Guardian newspaper, Danone, Toms, Body Shop, Ben & Jerry's, L'Occitane. So these are some of like the most famous brands in the world that are B Corps. In Singapore, some of our most well-known consumer brands, Salad Stop, for example, which became a B Corp last year. Another company in Singapore is called BP De Silva, which is the region's oldest family business. They're a B Corp as well. They're a very famous jeweler. And they also own tea plantations as well. And might I also add that Make the Change is perhaps also a B Corp, yes.
Indeed. That's what I do find it very meaningful to see that several companies in Singapore are doing their part into making the world a better place, getting B Corp certified and all. But speaking of that, what the benefits of a company being on board to being B Corp certified.
Right. So being a B Corp is a lot more than just getting a certification, but it really represents a continuous commitment to improvement. Certified B Corps are required to recertify every 3 years, so they have to go through the assessment again every 3 years. And what we've seen across many companies is that they've improved their score as time went on. Some of, you know, for example, Patagonia has improved their score by more than 50% over the years that they've been a B Corp. And what this means is they're really creating more impact. They're being more employee focused. They're being more customer focused. They're being more stakeholder focused throughout the years. And this does not mean that their business is suffering. It means that you can do well by doing good and it can come together. And so that's kind of like the basic tenet of why people become B Corps, because they want to create a business that has a positive social impact. And what we offer is a framework for them to track, to create a baseline, to benchmark, and to track how they're doing that across a period of time. Because, you know, a lot of people can say, yeah, I'm creating a business and my business does well in the world, but how do you know for sure that you're doing well? Well, we offer a framework that has been evolved and modified over the many years to ensure that it's up to date and that it's relevant to companies. So that's, I think, the main thing about being a B Corp, is that it's this core commitment. And companies who want to do it, right? And they do it well. The other more, I would say, the obvious reasons, for example, about being a sustainable company, about being a company that takes care of its customers, employees, and community, is that it generally comes back to the companies in profits. Many companies have better employee engagement, much better than peers who aren't focused on these issues, focused on making sure that they're a good company. Because good companies are more resilient and they tend to have better engagement with their employees. And when your employees are more engaged, well, they perform better. They're more creative. They're more innovative. They're more happy. They're just happier people. And then, you know, happier employees generally makes happier customers. And so we see that in a lot of our B Corps who actually grow throughout the years. And we're talking about revenues while being a B Corp. So I would say employee engagement, attracting, another big benefit is attracting values-aligned capital, as we call it, or, you know, from impact investors or investors who say, I want to invest in a company that does well in this world, does good things. You know, no one wants to invest in a tobacco company today, right? And this is just the opposite on that spectrum. Well, you're not just, it's not just neutral, but we're actually doing positive things in this world. And many investors out there, they want to invest in companies like that. Because why not? Why not invest, put your money in something that actually generates positivity, change, positive change in this world, right? And I'll say the last thing, in essence, is the branding. Consumers today, we know in the marketplace, they want to be a good consumer. They want to consume things that make them feel that they're putting their dollars towards something that is good, right? And what the B Corp logo is, when you have a certified B Corp logo on your product, your service, it tells consumers, it tells your business customers that you're a good company. And I think that translates into better sales. We see a lot of great brands across the world, consumer brands that have become B Corps, because they want to do well, but there is a business purpose to that as well. Well, because they want their customers to know that they're a good company, that their products are well designed, their products are well made, their products don't create unnecessary waste in this world, then their products perhaps are something that are in line with the ethical and moral and aspirational values of the consumers themselves.
I think you gave a very good brief for how organizations could actually get on board into becoming a B Corp. But it leaves me the question of, would there be potential challenges when it comes to getting certified? Because I do understand that there will be changes along the way. Example, like the relevant topics and the standards as well. So then what would be the challenges for these organizations?
Sure. Let me kind of start off by saying that, look, not every company today can and should be a B Corp.
Mm-hmm.
We would love every company in the world to be a B Corp. I think that's basically part of our mission and our vision, to see every company be a platform for social change, be a platform for doing good. But not every company can really be a B Corp. And if you look at, if you take it to a normal for-profit company and they come and apply and they go through the B impact assessment, they'll typically probably get somewhere between 50 to 60 points. To become a B Corp, you need to have 80 points. You know, so it's not a low bar by any chance. It's a high bar. And going through an assessment, many companies will find that it's difficult to really meet the 80 points to really first become a B Corp. But many B Corps have scores that are 100 points, 120 points, 130 points. And so, you know, there is still a huge gap between what is a traditional generic for-profit company and what a B Corp is.
Mm-hmm.
And one of that is that, does your product, your service create impact in this world? And most for-profit companies don't create impact in this world. Most for-profit companies, maybe they do no harm, but they're not in the positive realm either. And I think that's why it's difficult, it's challenging. But many companies, if you think about companies like Danone, Sanofi, Unilever, you know, Nespresso, probably one of our most famous B Corps, how did they become a B Corp? Well, because they had to implement a lot of changes in their business model to create positivity within their business model before they could become a B Corp. And I think that's the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge is creating change within a business that has existed for some time. If your business has existed for 25 years and you want to change that business to say, now I'm going to intertwine my business model with impact business models, how can I create positive change in the environment or the community, or change my HR policy so that I'm treating my workers in a totally different way than I've been doing? Well, that's a lot of change, right? And you've got internal stakeholders who may not be happy about it. You have pushback. And so I think that I would say is the biggest summarized challenge for B Corps, or for companies to become B Corps.
Okay. All right. So I do understand that to be a certified B Corp, it is a global movement for an inclusive and, you know, equitable economy. So then how do individuals like us get involved in this besides being in an organization?
Absolutely. Well, I would say that, you know, there are many ways to get involved with the B Corp movement. As you're right, the B Corp movement is primarily targeted at companies, and we try and target people within the companies, you know, to get trained, to get educated, to get become aware about the B impact assessment framework and the B in general. But any single person can come to us, volunteer with the B Corp movement in Singapore or in anywhere in the world, because really what we need champions. We need people who see that business is a force for good, can be a force for good, should be a force for good, and how can they be part of that? You know, we need everything from people to help us at events, to help us to do design, help us to do social media, help us to do a podcast maybe, right? And how can someone help us to go out and talk to more companies, tell friends and family about the B Corp movement? And that's really what we need. We need evangelists who can help us spread the word about B Corp, especially because in Asia, it is very nascent, the B Corp movement. Where B Lab was only set up in 2002. Mm-hmm. So we're really only into our third year of operation right now, formally setting up B Lab in Singapore to promote the B Corp movement here. So we need all the help that we can get.
I see. Thank you for that. Okay. Before we wrap up this episode, I do have one last question for you. As a company, what are some specific impact efforts in becoming a B Corp?
Certainly. I'll just talk maybe about two or three separate examples that companies could do to become a, you know, to create impact in the world. And sure, it doesn't have to be specific to the B Corp movement. It can be, you know, if you're a company out there or you're an entrepreneur out there and you say, hey, you know, how can I create a business and I want to create a business, a for-profit business, but how can I also then create impact in the world? Well, the first thing, let me just talk about hiring, right? Make the change, works with people with disabilities. And I think that in many companies today, you can say, look, there are some roles within any company where I could be a little bit more diverse in my hiring. I could hire people with disabilities and they could work from home, and that would have totally zero impact, right, on my operations. Or maybe even if they had some impact on your operations and you had to change your operations slightly to accommodate the diversity in your hiring, then you should do that, because that is impact in itself, right? Giving a job to someone who might not necessarily have gotten the job without you saying, yes, let me hire someone with disability, right? And I think so that's an example where companies could do that and be more diverse in their hiring and be more deliberately diverse in their hiring and say, how can I use this job to change someone's life and then perhaps that person's family's life? That's one way to think about it. Another way to think about what a company could do would be in relevance to their customers, right? So for example, you could, through your service or your product, encourage customers to consume something that is better for the environment. It might be better for communities. It might be better for your workers. It could be better for anything. But how can you as a company promote and encourage consumers to consume something that's better? And that's an impact in itself, because you are basically using your platform as a business to get consumers to consume something a little bit better. And that's also another thing that someone can do. And that would be considered by the B Corp movement or the B Impact Assessment Framework as an impact business model, you know. And if you, for example, if that formulated 20-30% of your revenues, then that's still a great impact, you know what I mean? So you're still creating some change in this world by saying, oh, you know what, why don't, you know, there are two options here. We offer option one, which is maybe the less positive option. Then we've got more environmentally positive option. And then maybe the one that's more environmentally positive, that's 10% more, 15% more. Are you willing to do that? And maybe we tell you why it's better to do that. And customers, sometimes, some portion of customers will say, yeah, you know what? I would pay more to get the one that's better for the world, better for the environment. And so that's how companies can create change. And I'll talk about the last one, the last thing, for example, how can companies create impact? Look at any company has a set of people, right? And this is one of the things that we look at within the B Impact Assessment. What is the variance between the highest paid person in the organization and the lowest paid person in an organization? And we ask ourselves, is that variance fair? If that's a huge variance, then maybe there's something wrong with your organization. Why is the lowest paid person paid so much less than the highest paid person? What's wrong with the organization, right? So that's one thing for companies to think about. And then maybe companies could ask themselves, how could you create a program such that the lowest paid person has the opportunity to move up and earn more? Are we providing them the right tools, the right capability, building blocks, training, education? What can you do to change someone's life that's within your organization itself? And if you're changing the lives of the people within your organization, then you're making an impact every single day that these people come to work for you.
It is really heartwarming to see a lot of businesses in Singapore doing this as a force for good. And I guess the main purpose is not just making money, as like what you mentioned, but more importantly, to serve the community in a sustainable way.
And that comes back to the business, you know, that creating a sustainable, resilient company is going to be better for business in the long run.
I do agree, especially when we are talking about a long-term impact, how the community benefits and how the employees, for example, in organization are happy at the end of the day. And I do have a sentence that you mentioned previously. I feel that it really resonates with myself when you said, how can I create impact in the world? not only just an organization perspective, but individually, how can I contribute? And I do really like that you emphasize on that.
Absolutely. Every single person has a lot of ways that they can impact the world positively, even if you're not in the impact space, even if you're not working in a charity or a social enterprise. There are so many ways. And I think we should get everyone to come forward, be involved. The only way to make change is to get involved.
It is definitely not easy being B Corp, but it is inspiring to see change of people as change makers. So with that, I would like to thank Key for being a part of this episode, for your time and sharing today. And of course, to all of our listeners out there for joining us and tuning in into the topic of B Corp. So for more information on how you can get involved and be a part of this movement, please visit our website at makethechange.sg. And to know more about B Corp, please visit bcorpsingapore.org. Don't forget to tune to our next episode of our Conversation of Change, where we will be bringing you inspiring stories and insightful conversations. With that, see you next time. Goodbye.